morning, everybody. The way we fulfill the mitzvah of duchening is all following the Torah Shabbat Peh. The mitzvah appears in Chumash and Parshas Naso. We just read it a few weeks ago. Kosh Baruchas Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, the Kohanim should recite the three psukim. Yivarechecha Yoyer Risa. How do you translate the pasuk Amor Lahem? So the simple pshat is Kosh Baruchas Bnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem, the Kohanim should tell the Bnei Yisrael. So the Torah, that's the Pasuk Pshat. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. Torah Shabbat Peh often has an additional level of interpretation. Amor Lehem means when the Israelim request of the Kohanim that they want a bracha, then the Kohanim are obligated to give a bracha. In Chutz La'aretz, the minig by the Ashkenazim, it's a very difficult minig. Minig by the Ashkenazim is we only call upon the Kohanim to duchen on Yom Tovim. What is that minig all about? Why shouldn't we call upon him every day? Like in Eretz Yisrael, whenever you have a mitzvah that appears in the Chumash, the Gemara assumes that it means once a day, every day. The Gemara says, the Kohanim are not mechuyev to duchen by a second minyan, even if they ask him to duchen. It's only once a day, every day. The fact that they duchen in Eretz Yisrael on Shachris and Musaf, that's a takana midrabbanan. But I tell you, they're not mechuyev to duchen, even though you call upon them a second time in the same day. But in Chutz La'aretz, we don't ask the Kohanim for a bracha, so they're not obligated to duchen. It's based on the Torah Shabbat Peh's understanding. Amar Lahem, when we request of the Kohanim, why don't we request of the Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz to duchen every day? So the Shulchan Aruch is a very weak explanation that the Kohanim it only makes sense that they should duchen when they're in a very good mood, when they're in a happy mood, because they're giving brachas to the tzibur. So in Chutz La'aretz, we assume that everybody's in a miserable mood all year long until it comes Yom Tov. When it comes Yom Tov, then there's a mitzvah of simcha. And all year long, everybody is, because it's Chutz La'aretz, everybody is miserable. And Eretz Yisrael, everybody's happy all year long. That was the minig, the very strange minig. The Vilna Gaon tried to do away with the minig, to introduce duchening every day, and it fell through. And Rav Nos Nadler was the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, also attempted to do away with the minig, to try to duchen every day, also fell through. So for some strange reason, we still continue this practice. When the Kohanim duchen, the Gemara says the Pashup Shat Amor Lahem. The Pashup Shat is that the Kohanim should give the bracha to Bnei Yisrael. Ka'adam ha'amadaber el chaver, like a person talking to his friend. So the Gemara says the bracha is only valid if it's panim keneged panim. The people who are in shul have to be facing the Kohanim. So there is a concern. The Gemara says that it's not derech eretz, it's not proper to look at the Kohanim's hands at the time that they're duchening. So that's why a lot of people are concerned, so they turn around sideways. This problem was solved 500 years ago during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo, when the minig developed that the Kohanim cover their hands with the talus. They cover their hands, you can't even see anything if you try, unless you crawl under the talus. You're not going to see the contents, so there's no reason that you have to turn around. The Gemara says, the bracha of the Kohanim is chal on the am shebasodos, on the people who didn't show up in shul, even though they're not facing the Kohanim, even though they're somewhere else. But the people in the shul, the bracha is only effective on them if they're facing the Kohanim, panim keneged panim. There's another din that a lot of the Kohanim are not familiar with, that the Kohanim have to lift their hands, nesias kapayim. How high do they have to lift their hands? All the way up here? So the Gemara says they have to lift their hands at least keneged haksefayim, at least shoulder height. A lot of times the Kohanim shuckle when they duchen. So they go like this. So half of the psukim they're saying when the hands are lower than the shoulders, because they're shuckling back and forth. If they want to shuckle, it's not to hate, but they should always make sure that the hands are always up at least shoulder height or higher. There's nothing wrong if you hold it higher than your head. Have a good day.